Canada's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
All right, it is a Thursday morning, and we always like to catch up with what's happening around Stark County. And today we get to do that with Commissioner Bill Smith. He is on our WHBC Newsline right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pam. How are we doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. How about yourself?
Staying warm.
You have a pumpkin spice something or other in your hand, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I knew it.
That's the only good thing about fall. What are the colors?
Oh,
I like the colors.
Me too. I do too.
I just don't like what's coming after fall.
Yeah, I know. We'll just brace for it and we'll all get through it. So,
as a kid, we used to revel in that next season, but
yeah, I know.
Now
we're older,
I don't.
Look, we're not even saying the name. See, that tells you how it is.
That's right.
All right. So fill us in on what's happening around the county, finances, all that good stuff.
Yeah, Tuesday we had our financial meeting with our treasurer, Alex Zumbar, and our auditor, Alan Harold, and Chris Nichols, our budget director. And we go through the finances of the county and find out where we're at, where we're heading. We are very solid, extremely solid. And, you know, sales taxes are up again. Conveyance fees are up. I mean, you've seen prices of homes. People seem to be bidding on them, let alone just getting asking price. You put your price out there, and all of a sudden you have a bidding war. And some big properties have sold around the county, and more to come, as Alan said. He said the next couple months should be very robust in that area. So those are all good things, along with, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I it's just good news is good to repeat, and that is our elected officials, our directors, and our managers have all been very fiscally sound and through this whole pandemic and even before. And just, it's as a business person, I look at that, and I just really see the tightening of the belt and the keeping it tight, that, even though that the sales tax are up, they're just not all running in there going, oh, we want to spend money. It's quite the opposite. And everyone just very cautiously proceeds and very efficiently proceeds. So I thank them for that. But with that, you know, I mean, it's kind of odd because you see the sales tax up and then you go, okay, so where's the employees? And it seems like most people are out there looking for employees right now, and no one really knows that magical answer on how to attract. So, hear all sorts of stories across the county, and it's a shame. But, we have had some businesses close in spite of that, some close early, and you've probably seen it too around. So it's just, you know, it's something that we're hoping that we can get through again. And we have businesses coming, businesses building, you know, like you say, Tractor Supply, there's 475 jobs. Hendrickson's is hiring. Superior Dairy's, you know, everyone's hiring. And some of these are new. And so we're attracting businesses to Stark County. And yet we're going to have to come up with employees somewhere. And so is everybody else across the country. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It is interesting. It's like where are they? Where did they go?
Well, I know one thing. They're out spending money because the sales tax is up. So they're there. It's just we got to find them and, latch onto them and get them to be on the other side of the counter once in a while. So, you know, I don't know. If anybody knows the answer to that, just bottle it and start selling it because I think you'll have a lot of people to buy it.
Yeah, you'll be a millionaire if you do that. That's for sure. Everybody wants to know that answer. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we got updated on the coroner's facilities. They're moving right along. Seems to be the construction part. We had a couple little change orders that we had to make, but the construction seems to be solid and on time. The only hang up is possibly, the coolers. And they're waiting on those arrivals. So, and that is an equipment piece that, you know, again, you're at the mercy of the manufacturer. They're at the mercy of, you know, usually employees, employment, trucking. There's a lot of factors there. So we're kind of hoping those get in here and so that we can move our corner on a timely basis as planned before the first of the year. And that facilities will be much needed. You know, if you've ever been there, you don't ever want to be back for a lot of reasons, but for the reason that when you go there, you have to walk through the working area, and you will not have to do that. It'll be properly laid out to where if a family or member has to visit, come over there for a reason to talk to the coroner, there are separate areas and rooms and set aside, and they will not have to go through the work area. So,
yeah.
And there'll be plenty of space, unfortunately plenty of space, but fortunately, you know, coolers are properly done, and everything will be properly laid out, very well thought out. So it's much needed. So yeah,
that's good news.
And then I spent a little bit of time in Louisville this last week, was over there for their Constitution Mayor's Breakfast. It was very good. Good speaker, Dr. Mungo. And then also over there for their banquet. And that's where the girls that were vying for queen, they didn't just tell you about themselves. They had each of the 10 had a skit to tell you about themselves. Like the one girl, she ended up putting on like 10 t-shirts that had what she volunteered for or did or things that she was, you know, got an honor roll. And it was really kind of cool. Everyone was different and it really went quickly and it was very, enlightening. I thought, very well done and it was fun. Enjoyed the evening. And then of course on Sunday was in the parade. What a beautiful day Sunday was. I was able to keep up with the Browns game as we went along because it started at 2 o'clock and people along the way were shouting out the score. And it was just fun. It was great to see people out there. A lot of kids, of course, it's like Halloween day for them again with candy in their bags out there. But it was great to see people out again and outside and, you know, just get together that way. And they had a very good turnout. So.
Good.
Just a lot of fun.
Yeah,
good. Fun.
Good to see the county up and moving. That's good to hear. Well, we appreciate you coming on, Bill. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Radio is just one of those things we all grew up with, and we go to it informed on weather and other events.
Powered by 1480 WHBC.
Kept me informed for all of the local stuff. You know, if I needed to know what was going on, so it let me know what was going on in the local community.
The weather may not cause a school delay or cancellation, but during these uncertain times, things can change in an instant. The WHBC Alert Center at WHBC.com.